If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
We say thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Bears and Packers play Sunday at Soldier Field. The injury report should be along shortly. Meanwhile, linebacker Pernell McPhee says a win against Green Bay would mean a lot to this team.
It'll mean a lot. We know our season's kind of on the line going into this game, so it'll mean a lot, and it'll show you how much growth we have came as a team, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Both Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez are expected back tonight despite sitting out of practice this week with injuries. Indiana trying to avoid losing their fifth straight. Blackhawks playing Carolina tomorrow. The team will honor former Hawk Al Secord with one more shift before Sunday's game against the Devils. In college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one right here on The Score beginning at 6:30. And in baseball, both former Cub David Ross and former Yankee Aaron Boone now linked to the Yankees managerial search. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit cibc.com/US, member FDIC. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough. Bears Mondays starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game. And continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Thank you, my friends. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charge. Thank you to Julie DeCaro and Joe Ostrowski, who had our updates today. Our guests were Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell, and Terry Bors. That was fun at the top of the noon hour. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, guys. Great week. Ray Diaz, thank you so much for all you do. Brian Gertz is the video streamer, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Bernstein and Goff now. They are actually Bernstein and Rosner. They are live at the Jewel Osco at 424 West Division in Chicago. Brought to you by Miller Lite.
How's it going, gentlemen?
It's going great, and we have stuff for you today. If you want to get your weekend started and come here and hang out, there are big leather chairs. We're down in the Starbucks area inside the Jewel Osco. Now, don't be confused, because there is a Starbucks at the end of the same strip mall, but if you actually enter the Jewel Osco and make a right, there is another Starbucks. And we are in
here,
thanks to Miller Lite, and there's all kinds of...
So am I in the right place?
Indeed you are.
Okay.
And there are places to sit, God. There are things to be had, including Bears-Packers tickets.
Bears-Packers tickets, nice. That
reminds me of an old Onion headline from like 15 years ago.
Yes, Starbucks opens within other Starbucks,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it's 15 years ago. It's never been more
everyone
true.
Everyone should come by, Matt, and watch Dan, because this is perfect for him. With Osco right here, being the hypochondriac he is, he can just walk up and down the medicine aisles and pick up everything. Just get absolutely everything.
It isn't just that. I can keep walking over and getting the little sheets of sanitizer if I need them. So it's really ideal. Considering the amount of time that I actually spend in Jewel Osco. This is really appropriate. They might as well just leave me here.
Two birds with one stone. Some shopping. Perfect. Get ready for your weekend.
Yep. You really are Howard Hughes, aren't you? There's like bags full of toenails in your closets at home.
They're not even mine. Oh, they got there. So what's the talk today? Is there excitement that is burgeoning over the Bears returning to form with this inevitable victory over their primordial rival?
I don't know if I got that pulse.
All right.
I mean, I'm going as a fan, and so the snowstorm earlier did not make me too excited for the game. But we'll see. I'm predicting
football game as a fan.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
That's hardcore.
Why? Would be my question.
It's a good question. My dad is a big Packers fan from Wisconsin, and so his birthday was back in August. The weather was beautiful. And I was like, you know, it's my first Bears-Packers game with this job. I'll hook it up. I'll get us good seats. We'll go to the game. We'll do a little Father Sunday.
It's lovely.
And
he's a big swinging Chicago guy wanting to take care of Pops. It's charming. But
it's
going to
suck.
You're right. Fine line between charming and idiotic.
Yeah.
If you want to do your dad a favor, get him a 12-pack, a Lazy Boy, and a really big TV.
He has all of those things.
That's really the best way to experience a football game.
And even better now, we talked about it yesterday, this Fred Gaudelli NBC dual Skycam thing is great news. And I loved what they did last night in previewing what that angle is going to do, because I think it's phenomenal. I think it's that the Madden angle of viewing NFL football is going to make people better and smarter fans.
They discovered it by accident because they had to. They discovered the ability to use it all the time with the fog game in, was it New England, right? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons.
It happened again with the Dolphins game when there was smoke after fireworks. They had to do the same thing for similar reasons, and it's great. You can see blocking schemes. You can see protections. You can see when they're calling out a front, what they're seeing. And most of all, for the same reason you have that angle in Madden, it's going to change the way we critique quarterbacks, because we're going to see more of what they see in real time.
I hope you're right. I hope they stick with it, because they found it by accident, like you said, and it's great. I don't know if it's the thing that'll grow it for casual fans at all, though, right? Or is it going to be the thing that, like, us who want to see the All-22 footage like?
I think it's great for younger casual fans that are used to it because of Madden. They're used to it. That's how they watch football.
That makes sense. Sorry, Rosner. I thought you were gonna say something.
And then I was gonna say something, and then nobody said anything.
It's tough with these guys not here.
Right? You know,
I'm not a good.
It's pretty good radio, though.
You know what? Not saying anything.
You know what?
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see how long we could go. You know, what if we
1, 2, 3?
What if we had a little challenge here? Let's see how long we could go.
I was thinking 5 hours.
Yeah. Would it be the equivalent of like a sensory deprivation tank in altered states, and we have some bizarre hallucinations, and then eventually turn into some, like, did he turn into an ape man at the end?
I never
quite figured that out.
Yeah, no, that didn't make any sense. I remember thinking it was brilliant at the time, and then watching it like a decade later, being like, this is idiotic right here. But
what was the woman's name? Was it Blair Brown?
Could be.
I believe that was the other lead.
I
remember as a kid, that was one of the first movies, like a grown-up movie. I'm going to, like, this is so cool. And now so it just heavy. Seems kind of dumb.
Yeah, you know, I'm serious about this little game of Radio Chicken, where we just kind of don't say anything for a while. How long do you think we could go? And we would
There's a special here at Jewel today on Radio Chicken. It's a three-piece with two sides.
Spiegel, I have little doubt I could win that.
Yeah, neither do I. You're a heavy favorite.
I don't think anyone should doubt me on that.
Well, that was like playing my cousin in the penis game. You know that game, right?
No, I don't.
Go ahead, Dan. You know the penis game?
It's great timing for this. Yeah. It's a good point in the news cycle to bring up the penis game.
No, the penis game is...
Yeah, if you're trending on Twitter, you're either dead or you've molested someone.
Right, or both. And when the penis game is in public, one person says the word penis, and then the next person has to say it louder.
Correct.
And each next person has to say it louder. And the thing, it was always this thing, you could never beat my cousin Adam at it, because he didn't care. And he would just, you know, he wants to play the penis game. Like, you can't, Adam is here. And he would just scream it at the top of his lungs and ruin everything. The game was over and everyone would be staring at us.
Damn,
like,
you, Adam.
I don't care. Yeah, because he didn't care. Ever. You could be in a funeral. And it was always the more solemn the, it's like, hey, penis game. We're at a funeral. It's like, is Adam here?
We're in temple, cousin Adam. Exactly. You're 42 years old, Adam.
Oh, to this day, he's 48. To this day, you just don't mess.
Yeah.
You can't mess with somebody where the entire social inhibition doesn't exist.
You know, after it's this conversation, fair. I really think my idea of Radio Chicken had better legs than this.
And thighs.
Either way, of the four of us, I know who's going to win this one.
You're right.
I feel very good about that.
One time when I was DJing on a Friday night on XRT years and years ago, I locked myself out and I couldn't get back in.
I had that dream.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I went
Were you naked
no,
also?
No, but it's when I was still smoking. So I went out to smoke a cigarette in the parking lot at the old bunker and I grabbed my phone instead of the keys by accident. And as soon as the door closed, I'm like, oh my God. Rosalita played for 7 minutes and 2 seconds. I had to call Marty Lennertz to come and drive over and let me in. He said, I'm in my pajamas. I'm eating cereal. But I will do this for you. And it was 2:30 in the morning, and it came. And the first thing that happened, I went back on the air, and I said, I gave a weather report and said, and I should know. And then just play the next song. A guy called up and said, are you all right, man? Dead air freaks me out. That was the first phone call I took.
So, you had Rosalita on.
7:02?
Yeah, it bought you some time.
Yeah, you should have had Low Spark, High Old Boys, 12 minutes, 10 seconds. Wow. But, you know.
You would play the long song when you wanted to have a smoke break?
100%.
That's selfish but smart.
Well,
I like it.
Yeah, man, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Spiegel, what were you smoking?
Camel Lights. Sorry, it's not that exciting, right?
Did you guys cover the...
not what you had in mind.
Did you guys cover the All-Star game in 88? Either of
I
you?
Did.
You did?
I did.
I was in college.
You were in college? I don't know how old you are.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in college.
Well, I'm very excited about this. Like, I'm heading over. I love the All-Star game and, you know, the weekend and all of it. But I've been pushing back against no one because Spieg says that he's excited. What are your guys' thoughts on that Chicago is now getting the All-Star game?
There's no downside to it. I think it's fun. I like all the everything else that surrounds it. I just think it'll be fun to have, you know, celebrities and people getting into bar fights and things happening. You know, why not? There'll be all sorts of ancillary fun with all that it brings to town. And not to mention the hooas.
Yeah, what are they? Yeah, how are they going to, are they going to import? It's going to be a lot of importing, right?
Because, sure, like the Super Bowl.
Because, yeah. I mean, there's no strip clubs downtown, right? Is there? Who would know? Spiegel would know that.
I know. No, it's a horrible strip club city. It's like the one. Oh, it's really. Would, it's the sorry, one. Danny it's the one would, thing we don't have.
Yeah. No. Danny's got that covered. Barry.
Danny's the expert on that. Yeah. Sorry about that, Matt.
thank you.
So there are.
Really, so, Barry?
You're really offended.
Just go browse the Scotch aisle, okay, Barry? I mean, there's got to be. Dan will look at medicine. You could look at scotch while you're there.
I could do that right now.
Yeah, you could.
Well, I think scotch is medicine in some cultures.
No, Danny is remarkably excited about the All-Star weekend.
It's great.
And the whole thing. He made two guest requests this morning for the All-Star weekend to Jay Zawoski.
Yeah.
It's 3 years away, but he is on.
We're putting in for Michael Jordan. What do you think our chances are?
Probably fine. He's kind of boring.
You think the chances are fine that he comes on?
I don't know. Why not? He does interviews.
Does he? I feel like he's a cigar aficionado, golf magazine.
He's never been on this station, right? I don't think he's ever been on this station.
I think he was. I think he was in the very early days.
Oh, maybe you're right. Barry, now I'm remembering. Didn't Mike North go and play in his camp or something, and he made a big donation or something, and he came on for that? Do I have that right? I don't know.
And we talked to a lot of people less interesting than Michael Jordan. You know?
Oh, I'm sure.
There's two of them right now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, pretty cool.
Danny, I'd say there's like a 1.4% chance he would consider coming on, and I believe Bernstein is right on this one. He will say nothing. He will say nothing of interest.
That's fine.
But you got a shot. There's nothing wrong with planning ahead.
Yeah.
Although that makes a lot of assumptions under the circumstances.
So the press conference is today over at the Advocate Center, and David Schuster is going to be there. So we'll find out exactly how they frame this and how big they try to make it. Because I know that Rahm Emanuel loves events. He loves Chicago winning.
Yeah, well, there's
like
I know
this.
There's a race every Sunday morning. That much I'm certain of because I can never get to the building on Sunday morning. I know that. No, Danny, you're right. I think it's really great for fans. I don't think there's anything bad about it. I think fans will have a lot of fun with it. It's become such an enormous spectacle compared to what it was in 1988, when really it was the dunk contest. It was the dunk contest. That was the big thing. It's a huge spectacle. It will be fun for the fans. I don't know what the actual value of it is beyond that, beyond the spectacle itself. I mean, you're a fan. What does it mean to you?
Well, the spectacle is fun. I went with my dad in 97 when it was in Cleveland for the NBA at 50, and that was just an amazing thing for an NBA fan as a child in the 90s to see it. So, like, there's some nostalgia elements to me for the All-Star game, like, personally. But, yeah, I know that the dunk contest sometimes lets people down and they never play defense.
Oh, no, it's been really good lately, actually.
I know, it's coming back a little bit, yeah. But I just... It's like the NBA Finals is just great basketball that we care about, and it matters in two cities. It's kind of like the Super Bowl equivalent event for the NBA because everybody's represented and everyone goes, and it's the middle of the season. Yeah. So I'm there for the pomp and circumstance, personally.
Yeah, it's not so much the game itself. It's just the size. That's what I'm saying, the size of the event and the people that are going to be seen around town and being out and doing things. Because there's the rookie game, the celebrity game. There's always something to happen.
Well, Jerry said, you know, that in 2012, Jerry Reinsdorf said, he's like, it doesn't do anything for the fans, and it upsets our season ticket holders, and I don't want it. So as a fan of the All-Star game, I didn't think it was coming back to Chicago.
But it was kind of an over his dead body kind of thing.
Yeah, right. And that's what's really interesting to me. So, you know, we got to assume that Michael Reinsdorf pushed like crazy, but what do we make of Jerry Reinsdorf in his 80s? Green lighting two rebuilds and rolling over on the All-Star game as well. This is, I gotta give the man some credit in that sense. You know, it's
that buys a Harley.
What's that?
If he's not until he buys a Harley and just goes, you know, rolling around town and grows a ponytail. You know, maybe it's just you reach a certain point and you say, you the hell with it. Or sometimes some people are more receptive to the ideas of others, and maybe he's just deciding to listen and say, hey, what do you think? And he says, okay.
I'm happy that he did. What do you guys got today?
We have Olin Krutz at 2. We have Zach Zaidman at 2:20. David Schuster's going to check in from that press conference and play a bunch of sound from what everybody says about the All-Star game at 3. We will have a hit with a Green Bay radio personality, Marcus Eversoll, at 3:40. In other news at 4, it's on at 5:30. And we are giving away Bears-Packers tickets courtesy of Miller Lite.
That's awesome. Go see him at the Jewel. Enjoy the weekend and the games, gentlemen. Good football weekend. There are Bernstein and Rosner on the score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit perldavid.com.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. It's pretty clear by now that the Yankees had no clue who they wanted to hire as manager before they fired Joe Girardi. It's been 2 weeks since Girardi got dumped, and so far there's been nothing but a lot of murky rumors. On Wednesday, the New York Daily News added two names to the list: Yankee broadcasters David Cohn and John Flaherty. No offense to Flaherty or any other candidate, but general manager Brian Cashman should hire Cohn today. Why? Because Cohn is one of those rare guys who is both baseball smart and real life smart. He gets analytics and will be instantly popular with his players. He was one of the leaders of the players union while still active, and players remember that. Plus, he can handle the New York media with ease. No small thing. Ask Girardi. Cohn's the perfect hire for a tough job. I'm John Feinstein.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at theNewRadio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on Radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Food, better drinks.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Smarter. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
I mean, Miles Brennan is more of a pure passer. There's no doubt about it. Etling took a big on the last series. Remember? I wonder if he's a little bit stunned.
Under four to go.
Taking that leadership role, grabbed it by the horn, and yeah, we just lost a great player, but nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
Would you say then at halftime?
New Jersey. Some teens could get in trouble for a prank. Teens dress up as bushes in a park and then they say hello to people as they stroll by. They will arrest teens if they catch them dressing up as bushes, bike-racky, and spooking people again.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Come out and join us today. We are at the Jewel. 424 West Division Street, right at the intersection of the diagonal Clybourne and Division. You come on inside to the Starbucks that's inside the Jewel, not the Starbucks that is to the left of the entrance of the Jewel. That's a different one. You can go there, but you won't win Bears-Packers tickets, as you could if you join us here today. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show with Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff. And we're here because of Miller Lite. Hold true as we broadcast from the Craftsman Mobile Studio. Here's our show today. Olin Krutz at 2. He'll talk Bears-Packers, and he injected himself into a conversation. I don't know if you saw that Jim Mora had some disparaging comments for Brock Huard. And on Twitter, Olin jumped right in and clapped back against Jim Mora, defending his former Washington quarterback from criticism. So we'll get to that, too. Zach Zaidman at 2:20. David Schuster from the Bulls All-Star Game press conference will join us at 3. We'll check in with a Green Bay voice, that of Marcus Eversole of 107.5 in Green Bay at 3:40. In other news comes your way at 4, we'll do It's On at 5:30. And another thing for you to win, a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff Show next week with Terry Bors on November 15th, kicking off the special book signing tour for A Score of a Lifetime. So you'll be listening all day when you hear the special Terry Bors sound effect. You'll be calling number 6 to the contest line at 312-591-6700 for your chance to win. 312-644-6767 is our number. At WSCR The Score, you email us at bernsteinandgoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen live because we're streaming. 670thescore.com, texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. We're on Twitter, too, at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Barry Rosner. I'm at Dan_Bernstein.
We're on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. There is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. There's also the Facebook page at the 670 The Score page on Facebook. You like that, you can interact with the show. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live is for the video feed when we have it. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Tim Ayton from Vermilion, Ohio, 7-day winner on Jeopardy. And on Twitter, you described your appearance on the show as what?
Yeah, I wasn't the most dominant champion the first time around. I played more of a finesse game, I'd like to say. So I said that my motto was float like a butterfly, sting like a butterfly.
Somebody, some famous athlete.
Yeah, there was a lot of support from the internet for me and for that tweet in particular. And one of them was Hunter Pence, World Series champion.
Yeah, for the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but not this year. Okay, Lily.
Ooh, Alex.
Wow. Alex coming out hard there. Is he a big Astros fan or something?
Was that fairly recent?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, it was from 2 days ago.
Wow.
Not this year, buddy. Take your Hunter Pence. I don't know. I didn't know where that was going. I thought he didn't know who said float like
yeah,
a butterfly.
Yeah, that was my impression that he hadn't heard of Muhammad
that
Ali.
That came from some athlete. That's, wow. Interesting place to plant a flag there, Alex. Okay. Terrific. Back at the Score Studios, our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Jimmy Graham in the end zone again.
Well, if you have a basketball player, why not throw him a rebound up there, right?
Huh?
A what? The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
So, Mike, what do you do whenever you can't get people blocked? You throw a screen behind them. You go, okay, I can't block Dwight Freeney, so we're going to fake like we're blocking him, let him run around us, throw a screen, and make a touchdown.
Well, the line is if you can't block him, screen him. So I understand that. He just sort of extended out to the whole make-a-touchdown thing. We can't forget our engineer either on site, the guy keeping us alive and active and audible. He's Marshawn Robinson.
Ohio State University's Committee on Academic Misconduct has accused 83 undergraduate students of cheating on classwork by using a group messaging app.
83.
Did you say edible?
Audible.
Oh, sorry.
What was with that dude's voice?
That's the
Ohio State University's Committee on Academic Misconduct has accused 83 undergraduate students of cheating on classwork by using a group messaging app.
83.
Scoreboard update.
It's
Hey guys.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
It is.
Hi, Julie.
Hi guys. It's
hi.
Hey. How's it going?
What's going on?
As well as I can go, sitting next to this.
we're over by Jules.
That's what I heard. You're over by the Jewel.
We're over by Jules.
Over by Jules. It's 1:31 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field this Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Bears and Packers play Sunday at Soldier Field. Bears looking to kick their division rivals while they're down and without Aaron Rodgers. Bears are 5-point favorites heading into this one. Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez expected back after sitting out of practice this week with injuries. The NBA All-Star Game will come to Chicago in 2020. That's set to be announced this afternoon. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. Anton Forsberg will be in the net for that one. In college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one right here on The Score starting at 6:30. And in baseball, highly touted two-way Japanese player Shohei Ohtani looking more and more like he's coming to Major League Baseball. He'll be posted by the Nippon Ham Fighters as opposed to the Nippon Ham Fighters. That allows him to sign with an MLB team. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. I don't know about you, Barry. any day in which we can invoke the Nippon Ham Fighters is a good day, because it recalls the conversations we have had really any time the name comes up of the long-standing Japanese baseball team. Are they Central League? I want to say they're with the Hiroshima Carp in the Central. That we always debated, are they the Nippon Ham Fighters? The Nippon Ham Fighters, which I believe they actually are.
I believe it is the latter.
But the concept of the team being the Ham Fighters always brought up the raging debate. Are they fighting against ham? Would they say, that's ham, go attack? Is the bane of their existence ham, they're constantly fighting? Or is it the alternative philosophy that it's ham fighters as in fighting with ham, using ham as a weapon, such as a sword fighter?
I believe it is the former. I believe they are anti-ham.
They're anti-ham, but they're not squaring off each armed with a ham. Ha-ha! I challenge you to a ham fight.
As is the case with most things, I'm not certain of this, but I believe it is the former. And
I would think a fully canned Krakus ham by Krakus. If you get one of those against like a flimsy quarter pound of sliced ham, you're in real trouble if you get a bad draw in the ham fight, right?
This is correct. So,
I didn't know it was being thrown.
Now, had Paula Deen had an actual qualified ham fighter by her side guarding her, That 20-pound Smithfield monstrosity would have been shot out of the air.
Well, they travel in groups, usually of 25.
Oh, ham?
Ham fighters.
Oh, ham fighters, too.
Yes.
Okay, specialized.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think she'd have been in good shape then.
Maybe like one is more trained to fend off, say, a Virginia-style ham, another maybe a North Carolina country ham.
Well, as is the case with all baseball teams, there are specialists of all different kinds.
Okay. Now I'm hungry, and I'm actually looking at the deli.
I've already been to the deli.
Yeah, how'd you do? Did you win? Because sometimes I lose. Sometimes I go there, and I'm dealt a stinging defeat, and I have to go back and because one of two things happens. You know, either you get the person in front of you who's like, and a pound of horseradish cheese, and they finish it up. They say, no, slice thin. It's like, and a tube. Do you ever get behind the fireman?
Can I sample that?
Do you ever get behind the fireman?
No.
Who's buying for the firehouse? That's the best. Like, okay, I'm out.
I'll be back.
Yeah, he's got this like a comically long like Christmas list, and he's literally buying for the firehouse for a week. And I'm thinking, hell, this is. And it's always one person there. Like, okay, I got to go to the back because I don't think we have that.
Can I sample the turkey?
Right.
Not that turkey. That turkey. Not that turkey. That one.
Right. Hey, sometimes you lose at the deli. Sometimes you get a win. Sometimes everything's right there. They never have to go to the back.
You should feel very much at home, though. Don't you go to the grocery store pretty much every day? Every single day?
I do. And I used to come to this one when we lived near here. Because this was a different company back in the day. One that went bankrupt because it was bad. And then it was replaced by Jewel Osco. They have made it very, very nice in here as we sit in the Starbucks. We are here because of Miller Lite, Hold True. And when you come out, you might have an opportunity, or you will have an opportunity, that we have a little table that's set up close to the entrance to the Starbucks, and you will put your name in and register to win Bears-Packers tickets. And that is a game we're going to discuss with Olin Krutz at the top of the hour. I don't know where you are on the whole Bears thing at the moment. I find it very confusing to have this much excitement over not being horrible and this much anticipation just because a team isn't brutal.
Well, when we come back, I'll tell you where I am and where I think you ought to be for a change.
Where I ought to be?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll be happier. I'm open because I can't really. I'm going along with it. I'm going to give the Bears the benefit of the doubt and say, look, I'll be with you in this thing. If you want to pretend that you think you're good, I'll play along. And if you fall on your face against the Packers, then I'm out. But we'll see. because the NFL's weird and sometimes dumb. 312-644-6767. I'm going to get sports life advice from Barry Rosner when we come back on The Score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Ooh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle. The best form of cardio for burning fat. Sprinting will put muscle on you. Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle. It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
How much do you want to pay for the car? But I'm saying nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't think we have the, we don't relax. We just got to come in and put in a good week's work, you know, in preparation, continue to do what we've been doing, which I think we have up to this point, and go out there and keep playing good. You know, I mean, there's no magic formula there. I don't think the break will hurt or hinder any of that.
That's Vic Fangio. Well, he's got to find the magic formula. That's your job. You're Vic Fangio. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. The Bears are feeling themselves at 3-5 and coming out of the break healed up, ready to go with their quarterback of the future, ready to take that next step. And I'm just thinking, okay, all right, this is that. That's all very nice, and I know everybody seems very excited. So we'll see.
This goes back to a conversation that we had. I think I don't remember if it was right before the season or was it within the first month of the season. I don't remember. It was some time ago, and I just wondered about the approach to this team from a media standpoint versus the approach to every other team.
Yes. I remember that. Yeah, we were looking at the show just saying, why is it that every other team gets a more critical eye? And this team, it's always reasons to believe.
Right, right.
Always.
And you actually pointed out specific instances in the paper that day that said exactly that, looking for those arrows pointing up. To be fair, this is not apples and apples, okay? Because when Ryan Pace came in, it was a bad team. Did not have a quarterback for the future, did not have much to work with. It was the franchise in pretty bad shape. So it's not apples and apples. But the fact is halfway through Phil Emery's third year, he was 21-19 and he was already done. He was dead man walking. He was done. He was fired, as was everyone else. Ryan Pace is 12-28. And he is treated like he's a genius in this town, and I'm just not sure I understand the reasons for it. There were five teams in 2014, that was Phil Emery's last year, actually six teams, who finished with a worse record than the Bears in 2014. Five of them were better than the Bears last year. Five of them are better than the Bears this year. A few of them were playoff teams. Some of them, like Oakland, won 12 games last year. One of them, I believe, was Philadelphia. But in any case, five last year, five this year, better than the Bears of those six teams who finished below them in 2014. So really, how much progress have they made? This league sucks, okay? It's terrible. The quality of play is dreadful. You do not have to be good to win football games in this league. You do not have to
be... You wait for other teams' star players to get hurt,
you do not
just like the Bears have done for this weekend.
You do not have to be good to make the playoffs. You do not certainly don't have to be good to finish 500, and yet we are celebrating that after they beat a terrible Packers team this weekend, they're going to be a game under 500. And they have a chance to finish 500 this year. And this is apparently reason for great excitement and great optimism. You need, in essence, Dan, three impact players on each side of the ball. That's all.
That's it.
Three guys. Three guys who can either take the ball away,
pressure the quarterback,
destroy a quarterback, or make a play on offense. Either score the ball somehow or take it away somehow. You need six players. Ryan Pace has had three drafts, three shots at free agency, three chances at undrafted free agents, three chances to rebuild this team. And I'm not saying he's done a terrible job, but he also hasn't done a great job. I'm not sure he's even been mediocre. After 3 years, you should be making the playoffs. And yet we celebrate this team right now as though there is something wonderful happening. Now, they may have found a quarterback of the future. Maybe. He's been okay. He's got no offensive line. He's got no weapons to work with.
He's completing under half his passes.
Yeah, I mean, he has. I personally don't think he's been impressive. I've heard a lot about a really strong arm. I really haven't seen that. I think some of that has to do with just not knowing how to play NFL football, maybe not knowing that much how to quarterback a football team. He had 13 starts in college, and he's had a few in the pros. He needs time. I'm not making any judgments on him. Maybe they have a quarterback of the future. If that's the case, that's very good. But the fact remains is they have not done a lot in 3 years to justify the incredible backing that Ryan Pace gets from this town at this point. I don't remember a general manager in this town, from a Bears standpoint, getting this kind of support with a 12-28 record. And again, for proper context, it's not apples and apples, okay? I know he didn't have much when he took over. But some of those other six teams that finished below the Bears in 2014 also didn't have a lot, and five of them were better than the Bears last year, five better this year. And I'm just wondering where are the six? I mean, you can't collect two players a year that can change your team. It's all it takes, six players to win football games.
David is in Wheeling, and he is on the score. Hello, David.
I think you guys gave it to Q on the north side, actually.
Oh, sorry, Q.
But I'll talk.
Okay.
Go ahead and speak, Q.
Well, hey, happy Friday, guys. Listen, the thing about, you know, I like Pace's direction, but to your point, he's not that much better than Angelo or Emery, right? Like, he's had some total missteps, too. And I think maybe I'm fatigued from rotating GMs, and I want to give him longer than normal. But I also wonder if any of this has to do with what the Cubs did. And hear me out. The Cubs tore it down. People were angry about the teardown. You had Theo Epstein, this young, good-looking guy, coming in and telling you, hey, this is all going to be
NFL.
Great.
It's the NFL. You don't get 5 years in the NFL.
But it turned out great. And I just wonder if the town, because all of a sudden, guess what? Now it's okay for the White Sox to rebuild. The White Sox said, you know what?
It's baseball, though. Again, that it's a different sport. The NFL is unlike those other sports where you can go from bad to the Super Bowl in one offseason.
I don't think Q is equating them. I think what he's saying is that people are used to it.
The psychology of the fan has changed. Maybe there's something to the learned patience. Maybe there's a little reinforcement of the idea that it's okay that things will get better. But
people
have to be smart enough to understand that the NFL timelines are different.
And I'm not suggesting fire him. I guess my point is this. Every week, every Sunday, every single Sunday, John Fox is trending on Twitter. Every single Sunday. John Fox must be fired. John Fox is a disaster. John Fox cannot coach. If you fire John Fox, and I am not suggesting that you shouldn't, I am not defending John Fox, but if that is the case, why does Ryan Pace get a free pass? These are his players. This is not a good football team. This is at best a very mediocre football team. But basically, he not only does Ryan Pace get a free pass, but he's considered to be doing a great job. And I don't see it.
Now let's try David in Wheeling. David, you're on the score. Hello, David. Oh, boy. This is going to be one of these.
David.
David in Wheeling, you're on the score. He's there. I hear breathing.
Maybe he has slid off the road into a ditch.
That's fine. Let's try Jamal in Tinley Park. Hello, Jamal.
Doing.
Hey, good.
You know what? I like the job that Ryan Pace is doing, and I think this is the difference. I think Ryan Pace came in, and of course you can win games, but I think the Bears had a lot of – so if he had kept a lot of the people that he had on the team, like Marcellus Bennett, Marshall, Forte, he could have won games, but they were an old, very bad team, and he had to get rid of a lot of bad contracts. So I think the difference is he has young players that are developing. At the same time, he is not strapped the Bears going forward in the future with a lot of bad contracts. So I think that's the difference. You see some progress from the rookies that he's brought in, and he's also very cap healthy moving forward. So I think that's the difference from a Phil Emery or Jerry Angelo. A lot of old players on bad deals, he doesn't have that, and you can also see progress in the rookies that he's brought in.
All right, thanks, Jamal. Appreciate it. We'll get some more phone calls ahead of Olin Krutz, who's going to join us after the top of the hour. I need to ask him what's going on with Jim Mora and Brock Huard and why he's coming to the defense of his former quarterback and, of course, Bears-Packers stuff here on The Score.
Right after the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, listen to The Score's postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
Bowman and Akeem Hicks dominate the game from their positions.
James Big Cat Williams.
When they had to throw it, they threw it, but that defense stepped up.
And Hub Arkish.
Mr. Trubisky, that was a hell of a throw that kid made.
The best postgame show is The Score's postgame show with Bears-Packers recap right after the big game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Weekly horoscopes. Libra, it's a good week to evaluate where you're at with your career. Scorpio, if you're single, you could spark up something new this week. Put yourself out there. Sagittarius, you may be the force that inspires your whole group to something amazing this week. Capricorn, avoid listening or spreading gossip. It'll come around to bite you this week. Aquarius, there's a fine line between pleasing people and annoying them. Tread lightly. Pisces, love is heavy in the air this week. Wherever you're at with your significant other gets kicked up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that
They far. Really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We say thank you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Olin Kreutz is going to join us in just a little bit. Grabbing some phone calls as we're discussing the rampant Bears optimism and excitement for a 3-5 team. Kendall in Naperville is on the score.
Hey, guys. You know, a GM really can't be judged until he hitches his wagon to a quarterback. And Phil Emery did it with Jay Cutler, and it cost him his job. And what I have confidence in Ryan Pace, aside from the fact that he took one of the worst defenses in the league historically and built it into one of the best, is the fact that he could have drafted a quarterback early on in his tenure, first or second year, but he just didn't see a guy he liked. But when he did see a guy he liked, he went for it, and he did a trade that some people questioned. I mean, even me, I suppose, but